So, you've been doing like audio engineering, and like I said, you're a singer, but a few months ago, you got a call. You're going to be Nicely Nicely Johnson in the production of Guys and Dolls.
Yes, so it's going to be the Guys and Dolls, the musical production under the Lost Baggage Musical Theater Company here in Ottawa. It's going to be happening April 25th to the 28th at Arts Court, so not too far off from us. But yeah, I got a call, I believe back at the end of January for the role. Funny enough, I was at the gym when I got the, no, sorry, I was at work. It was the end of my shift and I saw the phone ring from my side, but I couldn't answer it. And then iPhone has this feature where if it's on voicemail, you can read what they're trying to say to you in real time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so like the caption, the caption on the phone was like, it was like, "Hi, something, something, something. We're from the musical theater company. We would like to give you the role of Nicely Nicely Johnson." So I was reading it in real time as she was doing the voicemail, but I couldn't answer it because I was still finishing my work. And then the moment I clocked off and got into the car, probably started screaming
Yeah,
from
you
joy. Yeah,
pumped.
I was so excited. I was like, "No way."
That's
I
crazy.
know.
Because the audition story is actually kind of funny too. We talked about it a little bit earlier, but like
Yes.
walk us through that. What
Yes.
happened there?
So I was at work during the day. I was on Facebook, funny enough, looking for Ottawa auditions of any sort, whether if it was a singing competition or a play or a musical, and they had a flyer of the musical theater company looking for cast members for the production. But when I already saw the ad, it was already full, like all the slots were full, and it was already that last day. But what I did anyways, I was like, might as well just ask them. I'm like, "Can I come in at the end of the night if there's even space?" And they're like, "Yeah." And then here we are.
Here we are. Clearly it worked
Yeah,
out, right?
I
And
know.
it's interesting because like you're new to Ottawa, so this was kind of like you looking to like get into the scene a little bit more.
Yes.
And also been a while since you've done theater, right?
It's
Cool.
been a long while. Yeah, like 8 years.
8 years.
8 years, yeah.
Crazy, because you did high school acting as well,
Only,
right?
yeah, only one musical in high school. That was it.
Okay, so this is
Yeah.
like a jump into the deep end kind of, right?
Kind of, yeah. I kind of just, oop, yeah, I kind of just went straight right into it. Yeah.
Right. And like I said, you just got here to Ottawa from Winnipeg, right? What's
Yes,
that part
originally from
scene?
Winnipeg, but I was from Vancouver prior to moving to Ottawa.
Okay, so you've moved around.
Yes.
I have an interesting question because your music is like very interesting. It's a nice blend of different tastes, but very like at its core R&B, mellow. And I've seen that some of your work is inspired by the places that you've lived, like Vancouver, right? So like, can you tell me a little bit more about those different music scenes and how they've influenced you as an artist?
Yes. So let's say when I started my music journey in Winnipeg, overall the scene in Winnipeg isn't, I wouldn't like, isn't as loud or I say as busy as opposed to Vancouver.
Right.
If you guys have been to Vancouver, you probably know it is busy
Mm-hmm.
and it's loud and it's kind of hectic. Then when I was making music in Vancouver, sometimes even if it was just coming from a trip in Vancouver or just coming from outside, just getting the energy off of people just because everything's very fast paced. And sometimes you see something like, on the offside and it strikes an idea in your head and you're like, "Oh, wow." And then, as I go home and then I make music, I'll be thinking about, my experiences around Vancouver. And then, yeah, it becomes music.
Right. And that's like 6 years that you've been doing music production, right? So,
Yes.
like, what do you hope that that experience of moving around, being a part of these different music scenes, years of growing, what do you think that you can take from that and bring to the character of Nicely Nicely?
Ooh, for me, from all the experiences I can gather and to bringing it into the character is just showing how versatile I can be. Just because even though I do R&B, like production-wise, I do R&B, I do hip hop. When it comes to the singing end, I'm very heavy on Michael Bublé, Billy Joel,
Nice.
Frank Sinatra. So very like complete spectrum, like opposite.
Wow.
So I would like to bring sort of like bits and pieces of each of those influences and somehow turn it into my own.
Oh, wow. And like for those who don't know, because like we actually met Ryan, we all met Ryan before, at the Pinoys on Parliament. So this is my question. So I would like to know, what do you see yourself with this character? What is the common thing that you see?
For me, what I see a lot is, funny enough, comedic timing. There's a lot of moments for the character where it's like, you know, short one-liners or like just these funny moments where there's something serious going on. And then let's say my character's response is like something that throws you off, but in a funny way. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on, man, like get it together. Let's get serious. But it's funny in the end.
Comedic relief. And then you also have iconic songs like Sit Down, You're Rockin'
the Yes, Boat, funny right? enough, I didn't know that that character had its own solo.
Yeah. Wow.
And then when I found out about it, I was like, okay, this is going to be great. This is going to be so fun.
How, like so unexpected for yeah. an audition that you kind of squeezed in, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So for our listeners that maybe haven't seen the movie or the production before, I really want to plant it in their head. This is like 1950s vibrant comedic musical.
Yeah, like very New York, yeah. 1950s. New yeah,
right, right.
The basis.
Can you yourself, in the work that you've been doing, because you've been collabing with the cast a lot, doing these rehearsals, I know you got another one tonight. Can you give our listeners like a brief bio of what they can expect from the production?
So what you can expect from the production, like I said before, for a lot of comedy, mm-hmm. but also a lot of love interests. So we are the supporting characters to the main characters. So the four main characters, they're kind of like two couples. Mm-hmm. So it's like the main character is a little bit, he's with a partner that has been wanting to get married for 14 years,
wow.
but he's very indecisive mm-hmm. and doesn't know how to make up his mind. And then the other couple that's a part of the musical became like a fresh couple together, but the female in that couple is from like a church mission group, and then the male of that couple is like a gangster. So there's like a conflict of interest, and it's like, is this supposed to happen? Is this not supposed to happen?
Yeah.
So a lot of like love interests, and then the comedy, but also a lot of dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I realized during the rehearsals there's quite a bit of dancing.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And how does that suit you?
I'm not a dancer, but for this role, it helps because I don't have to be a good dancer, mm-hmm. especially the character that I am. So it can be a little bit like comedic. It doesn't have to be, you know, sharp. It doesn't have to be good. As long as it's like playing the role, if I can like confidently dance but still look like my character, it works out.
It works out.
It works out.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think you're going to lose weight too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. All the sweating. I'm like, oh my goodness. And the room is like always so hot. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Wow.
But you can like dance and be like, you know, kind of, what do you call it? Like, not that perfect dance, but you can like fall a little bit. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. As long as you don't show to the audience that you made a mistake and yeah. you still go with it, they're not gonna know.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
They're actually not gonna know.
It was actually really on purpose, the thing that we just did over there.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, oh, that's funny. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's great. And like we talked a little bit before about like musical influences in your life. It sounds like your family, your culture growing up, singing is huge, right?
Singing is very huge in the Filipino culture. It's to the point where, let's say, if you were to go to the Philippines, a lot of the people, they don't really work just mm-hmm. because, you know, times are a little tough. The economy is a little tough. Mm-hmm. But one out of every 2-3 houses in a neighborhood, there is a karaoke machine happening.
Oh, yeah.
Like a whole on karaoke machine happening. And it's just endless. Whether if it's in the morning, whether if it's daytime, especially in the nighttime, there is always singing going on.
Yeah, that's huge.
It's huge. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You also play instruments too. Yeah. You're self-taught.
I'm self-taught. I taught myself guitar, I believe, grade 9. So that was like 2013. And then piano, I started to teach myself when I started doing music production, just mm-hmm. because it was really crucial, mm-hmm. really important. So that was about like 2016, 17.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not easy though.
God, no. No, like I can't call myself a virtuoso, but like I at least know my basic chords and know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
great.
I tried that during the COVID time, but it's pretty hard.
It's hard.
Because like I have nothing to do, so I'm like, okay, let's learn how to do piano, but it doesn't work. So I ended up, because I hang out with my friends from Filipino too, so like most of my friends that I'm hanging out right now, they are Filipino. So
mm-hmm.
we all end up like singing karaoke all night.
Yeah, karaoke is huge. It's like in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Like very in the blood.
Karaoke was also a big thing at Pinoy's on Parliament, like mm-hmm. Mickey mentioned before, where we actually saw you perform. So it seems like performing comes naturally for you, but like I kind of want to know, because it's been like 8 years since you've acted on stage, are you nervous at all?
Like, I'm always nervous. Yeah. Whether like I'm definitely nervous for this one, but even like when it comes to singing at a wedding or mm-hmm. singing at a party function, whatever the case may be. Even if it's people that I know,
mm-hmm.
like to say a family party or whatever the case may be, I still get nervous.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. I think it's just a natural thing that just comes
mm-hmm.
for everyone.
Yeah.
But I'm a little bit more nervous now just because it's a musical and like there's script lines. And like
first time.
My first time here and my first time in like years.
Yeah. New city too.
And a new city too. So obviously I want to set the impression and set the bar pretty high.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully the opportunities get better from there.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But again, probably just that like fake it till you make it kind of thing. Like yes. I'm not nervous.
Yeah. Maybe the first night I'll probably have to fake it till you make it. And then maybe as I go on, it'll probably feel more seamless and more natural from there.
Yeah. How have you been like preparing yourself? Like what have those rehearsals kind of been like for you?
It's been good. When it comes to like memorizing lines, sometimes I'll have to like, you know, when I'm at home, I'll like look over the script. Sometimes I'll like read it in my head. I have a bad habit of not practicing my lines at home like I would, like as I were to perform,
mm-hmm.
because that's a very important thing to do when it comes to, you know, studying your lines, is to say your lines like you're actually performing it. But thankfully, when I'm at rehearsals, things have been working out in our favor. But this Saturday is actually the due date where we have to be off book. So I'm a little bit nervous for that. So I've been looking at my script a little bit more lately. But yeah, I'm sure like things are fine. There's a saying when it comes to like plays and musicals that things don't gel together up until like the week of.
Mm.
Sometimes maybe days before like showtime.
Yeah.
Like it'll just click and like, oh, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And finally I got the word now. So it's called clumsy.
Clumsy.
So I'm trying to think of like dancing. What is that? But like it can be clumsy in this character from what I see from you describe that you can be like funny, comedian. So which means you can be clumsy.
Yeah, like if I trip over my own foot, like that's it fine. Works. It works in my character, it fits well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you like forget your line, like at least you get the whole meaning of the whole sentence, I think you should be okay.
Exactly. As long as I can find a way to redeem myself if I do forget a line, we'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it fits in the character, which I'm thankful for.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like one more thing that I want to ask is that like you think that like your culture actually like influenced you to become a lover boy? Like this is actually like the question from
Pinoy. Oh, from Pinoy's on Parliament. Yes. Yeah. Yes, Filipino culture, when it comes to showing their like love and emotion,
mm-hmm.
music is actually a huge part of that.
Okay.
They show their, like the way that they show, I guess, their love would either be through song.
Mm-hmm.
Whether if it's singing a song or even making a song. I've noticed it in the past, whether if it was colleagues that I know that were also Filipino
mm-hmm.
or just people who just like to sing in general. A lot of the songs that we do like to sing are love songs.
Ooh.
Funny enough, like love song ballads, like a lot of like Celine Dion, like anything that will make your heart pull. Yeah, we love it.
And do you think that you can use that to incorporate with your like play that you are going to use?
That, unfortunately, no, because I don't really have a love interest in my musical. I'm very just like a comedic sidekick, so I can't really put that into perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So I was actually thinking about that, I think the first week.
Okay.
I was like, ooh, is there a way I can implement this and this? But then I realized, I was like, oh, I can't.
It's not fit with your
It character. Doesn't even fit. Yeah. Unfortunately. But that's okay.
And I was actually kind of interested to ask, like, I don't mean to expose you for having not seen the movie, but like maybe there's a way that not having seen the movie, you can totally form your own perception, your own character of Nicely.
Yeah. Actually, I think someone said something along those lines too. They were like, okay, you didn't watch much of it, but just based off reading the script lines mm-hmm. and all that, you can like curate and find a way how to make it your own.
Yeah.
Which is actually more fun. Yeah. Cause it doesn't give you like, I guess, a set expectation of mm-hmm. like how to do it. And then it also gives you an opportunity to maybe stand out. Totally. Whether like it might be good for some people or not, but as long as I can stand out and be unique, that will catch eyes. That will grab attention.
So to make in short is mean that you can interpret it your own character with your understanding.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I feel like I'm a translation right now.
I mean, it makes sense. Like I've been saying, I think that you have a super interesting musical background. So I'm excited to see how this production goes and what you do bring to Nicely Nicely. This is like
a very classic performance. I know. I heard it was a very classic performance too. And I was like, oh, wow. I was like, ooh, okay. The stakes are high. Yeah, I got this. Yeah, I'm excited.
And now like the ticket is on sale or?
They are. I believe the website, I think it's lostbaggage.square.site.
Okay.
If you search up, I think Lost Baggage Musical Theater Ottawa, on Google, it will show up as the website, and then it'll show the prompt to buy tickets.
Oh wow!
Mm-hmm.
Nice. You should show up there, and you have.
Oh yeah, I guess if you could have auditioned in Vancouver, in Toronto, in Winnipeg, what made you choose Ottawa as the city to audition or to?
Ooh, I like that. So the reason why I didn't look into Vancouver too much, just because I was more focused on my musical production, like music producing journey in Vancouver, just because there was more networking within that realm, as opposed to Ottawa, where Ottawa is, I found that there's a history of very good actors. Whether it's from a musical or whether it's from a play. And I've seen that people who like start off here, sometimes they'll go off Broadway, which is like New Jersey or somewhere in the East Coast. And then afterwards, as they develop, obviously the end goal is New York in Broadway. And obviously New York is not that far off from us either. It's like,
that's the end goal.
Yeah. It's like what, 10 hours drive from us right now? Yeah. It's not too far off.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I'm just catching that the theme of the setting of Guys and Dolls is also in New York.
So yeah.
Interesting.
I know.
Wow, well, can't wait to go see it.
Yeah, I'm running about to the end of my questions, but for you, what do you think viewers can be most looking forward to about this performance, about this theater community in Ottawa and Guys and Dolls?
I think just for us, just to express ourselves and just show what talent we have in Ottawa. I feel like Ottawa sometimes gets overlooked just because I also learned that there's a stigma when it comes to Ottawa that it's boring. I don't know when did that happen or why did it happen, but like apparently whenever people think of Ottawa, they're like, oh God,
yeah, it's a thing.
Ottawa, are you serious? I'm like, what's wrong with Ottawa? Mm-hmm. But then I do get it, but I feel like at the same time, there's a lot of diamonds in the rough. Like, there's a lot of gems if you have, like, if you just take time to really look. So just hopefully giving the audience, like, the best show that we can give. And I know that will be possible.
Yeah.
And just showing how different people can share their talents.
Totally.
Yeah.
I got another question for you, okay?
Yeah.
Because the arts community in Ottawa, I do think, is very beautiful. You know, my partner did a performance of Into the Woods, and
wow.
I was at, you know, front row, throwing roses, doing the thing. but for you, and this performance is coming up, I know you're like a little nervous. Mm-hmm. Who are you looking forward to seeing in the audience?
So, obviously, my partner Venus, I always like to perform in front of her. Just to show, you know, just to show what I love to do, what I really love to do, as well as some of the friends that I've made here. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see them. And in general, just honestly, everybody, just like, even if the seats fill up, like, doesn't matter who it is, as long as they enjoy the show at the end. Mm-hmm. And if I can make an impact of any sort, I'm good. Yeah, I'll be satisfied. Like, if I get like one compliment, they'll be like, oh my gosh, you are amazing. I'm like, okay, one person, I'm good.
There you go.
Yeah, nice. I did something. Yeah.
I feel like, you know, you can share how you be lovable is by just make people love the character. That's the most important.
Yes, see? Exactly.
I was like, I'm going to answer that question. That's why I'm like, okay, I answer for you now. All right. Any other question for you, Marcella? No? Okay. So thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no problem. Yeah. With my pleasure to have you.